My body when I sleep, who will I believe in? In my body when I sleep, who will I believe in?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a show I like to call Foxtrot. I play what is good and or interesting to me, not always the same thing. We just listened to Don't Ask Me to Explain by Of Montreal. That's from, I think, I forget the name of the guy who heads out. I think it's classified as a band. That's not important. It's from their debut, Cherry Peel, which was released in 1997, and they're still kicking, which I think is pretty impressive. I heard that song for the first time in high school, and I think that was my first introduction to Of Montreal. I'm a big fan of, I think, their most well-known album. It's Hissing Fawn, Are You the Destroyer? Big fan of that album. I should play them more, but I don't. But anyway, it's a good Of Montreal song. Quirky. Very on brand. Fun show today. I think I got a lot of music to get through, a lot of different things, I like to think. I hope you enjoy. I know I'll be enjoying. So without further ado, let's just listen to more music. And let's hang out, have some fun. Okay. Here is music.
Thank you.
We don't get out very much. We don't get out very much. I'm afraid we're losing touch with our far loving crowd. And we get out, we get drunk, and we get high and don't talk. Just walk and walk and walk until we find ourselves alone. Oh, but at least we've got each other.
Nam-myoho-renge-kyo.
Hello, I'm back. We just listened to Sha by Ugly, parentheses, UK. Before that, we listened to I Am Warm and Powerful by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. And just before that, we listened to Winkler by... We listened to Mona by Winkler. Sorry about that. Got that confused. That first song, I don't have a ton to say about it. I heard it for the first time like 2 days ago. It was on my Discover Weekly, so thanks, Spotify. The other day, I think it was two nights ago, might have been Monday night, I was writing an essay, and I just sat down and I put that song on repeat for like 3 hours, and I grinded. It's kind of got like that nice little guitar riff just throughout the whole time. It's kind of, it's almost like hypnotic in a way, which I've never been hypnotized, but I like to think it would do good things to me. And my love for hypnotic guitar riffs proves that. Don't quote me on that. The next song, I'm Warm and Powerful by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. First of all, great band name. I don't know if anybody actually still loves Boris Yeltsin, but I guess this band does. I don't think they make music anymore. I guess they were like, they were big, or not big, but they were kind of little, had a cult following, I guess, in the early 2010s, based on what I can tell. But I found that song in, again, more high school music from Noah. Like my senior year of high school, and I just like listened to that thing on repeat. I don't know why I was like, what drug was in that song for me, but I just would, it would be on repeat like for days. Like you could ask any of my high school friends, and I think this song, they just remember it because I just would not stop listening to it. And there's nothing like that stands out about it significantly. I think it's just kind of one of those songs like, well, I gotta listen to that again. The ending, like, don't get me wrong, it's a good song, I enjoy the song, but, like, I have no idea why it was, like, my third most listened to song last year, I guess. No, but it's a fun song, and, again, the band name is Keller. One more antidote, I don't know why I keep talking about them. I followed them on Instagram at one point, and then they looked at my story, because they were like, why is this guy following us? We stopped making music. Oh, well, that's not important. Sha. By Ugly UK. This is another Discover Weekly anthem, except from the week before. It's one of those songs, just like the end is really good. Okay, you might have noticed during that song, they start saying a phrase, they're like repeating that's just not English. And so I looked that up while I was playing, because I'm a dedicated DJ. And it's like a Buddhist, like, quote, expression of determination that's often chanted. I have no idea how that relates to the song at all. I researched. I have no idea. It's about, I think it means glory to the Dharma of the Lotus Sutra is the exact translation. And it's just kind of, I think, an affirmative phrase within Buddhism, according to Google. So maybe that's wrong. But yeah, I don't know why they say that. But other than that, the song is, it's just kind of catchy. It's a fun little song. I think it's one of those walking songs where like you walk to that song and you're like, yes, this rocks. It's how I describe it. Okay, got some more music. We got some Yola Tango coming up. Hope you're pumped. I know I'm pumped. Again, this is Foxtrot, and here is more music.
Thank you.
Hello again. Sorry to be back so soon. I think this is a very oddly timed/spaced out installment of Foxtrot. But that's all right. You get to hear my voice a little bit more. We just listened to Skulls by Peter Matthew Bauer. And just before that was A Celestine by Yola Tango. A Celestine coming off of Yola Tango's most recent release from this year, The Stupid World. It came out, I think, like a little under 2 weeks ago. I really enjoy it. That's my favorite track, I think, off that album. I think it's my favorite song that's been released this year, which isn't, like, saying much, because I don't think I've done great about listening to new music. But no, the song's just beautiful. Fun fact, that's the song I put on repeat last night to go grind out the same proverbial essay. So I'm glad this essay is just following me with whatever music I like to play. No, but check out the Yola Tango album. The whole album is really good. I mean, it's classic Yola Tango. I'm not going to act like I'm an expert in their discography, but from what I've heard, it very much fits their, you know, chill, laid-back vibe. But that song's especially beautiful. So check it out if you have the chance. And then Skulls by Peter Matthew Bauer. I stumbled upon this artist, Peter Matthew Bauer, that is, a few years ago, based just like on one song, which I've actually played on Foxtrot before, maybe one or two semesters ago, that I really enjoy. But he released this album. This is also pretty new music, Flowers, in November of last year, September, excuse me. So, you know, not super new, but a few months ago. And I just got around to listening to it past few days. And this is, and the whole album is really good as well. Really good appears to be my catchphrase of the day. But this song especially was a standout for me. I just love kind of the bubbly, and I love the guitar in this one as well, and just the chorus and the repetition. One thing about me is when a song repeats a line at the end, that I dig that. That rocks. And this song does a really good job with that. Peter Matthew Bauer, I think he's from Philly. If you get the chance, you should check him out. He makes really cool music. Okay, speaking of things that are really cool, you know, besides just this weather we've been having recently, you know, which is very, very, like, cool and chill. Another thing that is cool and chill are PSAs. So, I hope you don't mind, but here's a PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're hoping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I'm a big advocate of walking places. I think it's great. Of course, support public transport. But nothing wrong with getting your steps in. And, you know, fresh air is a nice bonus too, as this trusty PSA just informed us. Okay, we got more music to play. Again, the spacing is going to be weird, so I might kind of be back a little bit soon. But that's okay. Here is some Dr. Dog, as well as others. Okay, goodbye.
And we're slow to acknowledge the knots in our laces, all erases. And we go back to where we moved out to the places, all erases. I bought it in a can and stirred it with my finger singing. Like little splinters.
willing to say you like that. But we're up in your bedroom and we're walking in bed. The crease of my
thank you.
Okay, back again. We just listened to Wish Upon a Bar by Frog. Just before that, we listened to No One Needs a Haircut by Runner. And just before that, we listened to Hard at Races by Dr. Dog. That Dr. Dog song is actually a cover of a song by Architecture in Helsinki. I looked it up. Unfortunately, I haven't listened to the original version, which I feel kind of bad about. I hate listening to a cover and not giving the original a shot. So maybe I'll do that. Excuse me. Maybe I'll do that after the show. But it's a great cover. I mean, it's one of, like, Dr. Dog's more listened to songs on Spotify, apparently. And it's not even, like, one of their original songs. But, I mean, they do a great job with it. I mean, it's just kind of... I don't want to say really good again, because that's what I've been saying all day. It's a great listen. And, you know, Dr. Dog usually does not do anything wrong. I mean, like if you just put a Dr. Dog song on shuffle, it's probably going to be pretty good. And then, like, I don't know. I don't count on them to make, like, the greatest work of art ever. They have some good songs. But I don't, like... They have very few things that I would, like, consider fantastic. But I think this is one of their better ones. I think it, like, makes sense why it's listened to. Anyway, I like Dr. Dog. I don't know why I'm being so mean to them. They're good. Next up, we listen to No One Needs a Haircut by Runner. Emphasis on the... There's three N's, so it's not Runner, it's Runner. This is from his new album he released, I think, like, on Friday. It's very recent. Yeah. Titled, Like Dying Stars Were Reaching Out. And this was, I listened to this on a bus ride to Vermont on Friday, and, this is one of the standout tracks for me. Also the name is fun, just because my name is Noah, and I'm often chastised about my need for a haircut. Shout out to my mom for being number one at that. And, I guess Runner's name is Noah, so that's fun. Noah's unite across the world. All we have to lose is the H in our name. But check out Runner. He's coming to, like, Somerville. Like, he's playing in somewhere in Davis in March. So I might go to that. But also I have, like, an exam the next day. So we'll see about that. Check him out. Check out the new album. It's good. Finally, Wish Upon a Bar by Frog. Frog, I've always known they've existed for a while, but I've, like, recently gotten into them. They're great. I don't think they start making music, like, pretty recently, and I think they should come back. It's kind of, like, sort of alt country. Yeah, I guess you could say that. But they're, like, two dudes from Brooklyn. So, but it's just fantastic. The climax in the song is great. This isn't even one of their better songs. It's just one of the few that isn't explicit. And not that, like, the songs are grotesque. They just sometimes use language that is not great for on air. But this song is good. This song is clean. And it's still a really good song. Again, the climax is great. And, I heavily recommend checking out Frog, especially the album Kind of Blah, where this song comes from. Frog, if you're listening, please release an album. I need it. I've become a Frog disciple. If there's one takeaway you should have from this show being Foxtrot, for all who are just tuning in, you should listen to Frog. They're awesome. Okay, we got two kind of longish songs coming up, and I gotta go to make sure I can talk afterwards. But yeah, I'll see you in, like, kind of a while. So, enjoy the music. All right. See you in a bit.
Swans, swans, song.
The morning dawned on us, and the socks much beach melody still hung loose.
Bones, 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 brown home.
There's the sparrows in the trees, we leave them for.
put it to the test. You wanted it to be blessed. And in your heart, you know it to be true. You know what you gotta do. They all depend on you. And you already know. Yeah, you already know how this will end.
Okay, gonna be quick, don't have much time. We just listened to How It Ends by Devotchka. Just before that, we listened to Swans, Life After Death by Islands. Just want to give a quick shout out to my girlfriend for getting stopped by the UVM What Are You Listening To TikTok video and then shouting at my radio show. That was awesome. Thank you all again for listening to this week's installment of Foxtrot. It's every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Hope you'll stop in for however long you would like. And again, I just play whatever is good and or interesting. This is Noah, and you're listening to 99.5 FM DMMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm about to hand off the mic to Joyce, who's on the radio for two more hours? Yeah.
The voicemobile, yeah.
On the voicemobile. So stick around and listen to that, and I will see you all next week. Okay, enjoy.